hey, I heard on NPR that talking to strangers makes you happier.
Wait a minute. If NPR is giving people that advice, what happens when the conversation goes wrong?
I guess they would just have to turn on NPR and listen to us, Steve.
Well, Shankar, I'm glad I started talking to you. I was just going to leave you alone there in the studio.
I feel much happier already, Steve.
NPR's Shankar Vedantam. You can follow him on Twitter at Hidden Brain. Follow this program at Morning Edition and at NPR Inscoop. We're always chatting. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 659 down 1.25. Soft December, 607.5 up 3/4. December corn, 370.25 down 5.25. March, 384.5 down 5.25. July, 399.75 down 5.25. January soybeans, 1003 down 14. March, 1010 down 14. May, 1017 down 13.75. July, 1021.5 down 13.75. December soybean meal, 382.50 down 190. December soybean oil, 31.67 down 57 cents. December live cattle, 169.10 down 85. January feeders, 235.92.5 up 185. And December lean hogs are 89.52.5 and they are down 60. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have learned a few things about wheat in the last 24 to 48 hours. We learned from Sove Econ that they expect winter kill in their crop close to 2010, and that was the last year that they closed their market to exports. And I think right now they have something like maybe 2 million metric tons of exportable wheat potential. This morning, Australia cut its wheat output forecast by 4% over drought concerns. We also learned that from Euro AgriConsult that Ukrainian winter barley crops are not doing so well, with almost 39% weak and sparse. That's what we would call poor here in the U.S. And we see wheat now has a six handle for the first time, and I can't remember one. So the question I have for you is, what's wheat's potential going forward?
Well, Dave, I think we saw what its potential was yesterday and how it reacted to all of that news. You know, the Russians lowered their crop down to 700 metric tons from 720. You know, but, you know, with the run-up we've seen here, with the funds changing their position from being very large short in the market to actually a long in the market now, basically we're sort of up against resistance right at this level. And without wheat helping the corn and the beans, we see what would have happened to corn and beans yesterday had it not been for the wheat market. The Abares, a reduction in the Australian wheat crop, not to be unexpected. We've known that they've had those drought conditions down there, and we look forward to be lowering that number. But basically along the way, the big fear is, will Russia embargo the wheat themselves or try to keep it in their country for what's going on with the ruble falling and all of their problems. But we think that by the time they get legislation enacted, that we'll still see quite a bit of Russian wheat that'll hit the export market.
All right, let's turn our attention to corn and soybeans, which, as I look at the screen, are pretty much sitting on their lows for the day.
Yeah, you know, the corn seems to be finding some really good support in this 370 range. We're just a little bit, you know, surprised that it's showing quite as much strength as it is right here. We thought that it'd move on down. But basically, you know, as we look at it, I think the March contract, that head and shoulders formation we've been talking about actually comes in around 380. We're sitting at 385 on the March, so we're still holding above support there. Contrary to that, in the beans, you know, the neckline seemed to be at 1010. We broke down, got as low as 10.02, and we're at 10.04 and a quarter here now, Dave. So a close down here would tell us we're probably going to challenge that $10 mark.
All right. So $10 might be a challenge on the January beams?
Yes.
All right. So if we do break below that neckline, might we see something even more significant? Maybe we might see 387, maybe. I mean, 987, excuse me.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, basically, as we look here at the support, when it breaks through there, your fourth line of support is actually 988 and a quarter. Okay. So, you know, depending on which chart and everything you're looking at that way, probably, basically, we're looking at a shot down as low as probably 985. But there's a lot of support between where we're at right here and that 985. So it's going to take its cue from the funds and how the algorithm groups react here because, you know, we have seen a lot of strength out of that black box money.
Since the beginning of October, corn has rallied significantly with the cash market, maybe as much as a dollar. Sometimes you don't know what the fundamental news is until after it's all over. But could it be that in January, USDA might come out with lower yields and lower acres?
It's very much a possibility being talked about, you know, by a lot of the bulls. You know, we are very wondering why, with all of the technology that they have today, that they would be as far off as some are trying to project it. But it is a very big possibility. If so, then I think we need to question some of the procedures begun by some of our government agencies.
What do we do with this cash market it does appear to be closing in, tightening some? Do we take advantage of it in some way?
I think it depends on what level you're sold and what you're looking at. I think that basically along the way, right now, especially in the corn market, we want to look at basis levels that return is good. Remember at our meeting in Bloomington there, we talked about mm-hmm. that we generally don't get basis levels and futures prices up the same day, so we want to take advantage of maybe using some tight basis levels to move some corn, and then, you know, when we see a little run up, why then we price it that way. So, Dave, but I think that there's going to be opportunities, and for those that stored on the farm, they want to be watching all the local places because there's going to be an ethanol plant, a processor, or something that's going to give you an extra 10 cents if you're watching and keeping alert.
I'm trying to look at the futures market and make up my mind about potentially where the crop was in the new year sold against. And I'm kind of tending to think it was sold against March. Would that be a good assumption?
Well, I think that most of the people out there were looking what they were putting in their bin that they were going after the first of the year, sometime during the first 3 months, basically, to have some cash flow. So you're probably hitting that very close, Dave.
Okay. So if it was sold against the March, protected by March future contracts, that means that we could see that basis tighten because maybe end users are more hand to the mouth than we think they are.
You know, remember, we're grinding a lot of corn for ethanol every day here. Those plants need, you know, corn coming in daily. That doesn't pretend to, you know, farmers that like to wait till after the first of the year because they're going to need corn here in December to keep grinding too. But one of the things that can help that moving is the corn that's in the elevator's hands because they are looking at those basis levels rather than flat price, and that's going to be able to keep some of it going there. But, you know, once we get so far down the road and the elevators are out of their free corn, then it's going to take something to pry it loose from the farmer's hands. So the basis levels can continue to stay good as long as our crush for ethanol is good.
What does the reduction in the cost of barrel of oil and thus the cost of gasoline portend of corn going forward, do you think?
It ain't good, Dave. That's the problem with that is there was three news wires yesterday where I read blenders are considering using some of their RINs that they built up instead of actually blending ethanol in here, and that could cut back on some of that. The good thing is probably we will be driving a little more and not be quite as cautious of miles we're driving with the gasoline price coming down. So might be using a little more that way. But all in all, really cheap crude oil isn't good for the ethanol market.
Anything else before we let you go today that we should know?
That's probably about it for this morning, Dave.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, Hard red winter December wheat is 660 down a quarter. Soft December, 609 and a quarter up 2.5. December corn, 371 and a half down 4. March, 385 and 3/4 down 4. July, 401 and a quarter down 3 3/4. January beans are 1005 and 3/4 down 11 and a quarter. March, 1012 and 3/4 down 11 and a quarter. May, 1020 and a quarter down 10 and a half. July, 1025 down 10 and a quarter. December soybean meal, 385, and it's up 60 cents. December soybean oils, 3180 down 42. December live cattle, 168.92 and a half, down 102 and a half. January feeders, 235.72 and a half, up 165. December lean hogs are 89.65, now 70, down 42 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.